make propaganda for war, why not make propaganda for peace?
Intelligent minorities that can engineer consent through the use of manipulation, propaganda, and control. And we should do it for the benefit of the public.
That's that bacon. I know folks love that bacon. I know folks love that smoking. I know folks that love that war. That's all programming. All programming.
We're talking about deprogramming. And one of the things that we've been programmed to do is deal with technology in an everyday basis.
Yeah.
If you look back 30, 40 years ago, we didn't have computers. We didn't have a cell phone hooked up to the side of our face all day long. We didn't have video games that were plugged into your TV. You didn't have cable and all that.
Greetings, wholeness, balance, and vibrations to all. Welcome to the Truth Became. TRC. I am your host, Princeton Oluwale Martin Jr., better known as Palm J, dedicated to bringing you the most in truth. Please sit back or forward and get ready for the truth train ride. I want to give thanks to all those of you who are viewing us live right now. And also, you could be anywhere, but I appreciate you taking time on your busy schedule on this Friday night to be with us. Tonight, I have a very special co-host, not a guest anymore. I have my co-host here. Co-host, Quit, is going to be with me, and you guys are going to get to know them, know him, and we're going to go in. I know you can be anywhere right now in the world, but we greatly appreciate you stopping by to listen to us. If you are not a true seeker, if you are a lover of lies, this podcast will not serve you any purpose. However, the information revealed here may cause cognitive dissonance. If you are the lover of truth, please proceed. Because the truth shall set you free. Okay. Awesome. So, here we have it. I am here live. Palm J. How are everyone? Hope you guys are doing well. And my co-host, Mr. Quit. So, Quit.
What's up?
Say hello to the Truth Reveal Campaign family. Say hi to everyone.
What's good, people?
Awesome. Yeah. So today, we are going to go in on a topic that is so necessary, is so needed, especially in this time. We're going to be talking about deprogramming your mind. Now, you all already are aware of what programming is, because you all right now probably wearing your favorite shoes, your favorite clothing, eating your favorite breakfast or dinner, wearing your favorite hat, glasses, or even driving your favorite car. Where do you think all that comes from? It comes from programming. So tonight, we're going to talk about programming. And the programming that has been going on forever, for a very long time, our job here at Truth Reveal Campaign is to deprogram you, to open your mind, to allow your mind to rise higher than what it's been reduced to. Because right now it's been reduced. We want to make sure your mind is open up. So we have a lot of awesome topics under the umbrella of deprogramming. So, let's get started. Now, Drew, if you will, quick, my co-host, do you have any opening remarks to say to our Truth Reveal Campaign family out there, those who are watching us on Facebook, those who are joining us on Anchor, or even on podcast, Apple or Spotify? Do you have anything to say right now, just in general?
Well, I think that this I think this podcast is going to be a little bit special, man, because it's going to show people how much of a box they're in, and how to look outside of it, the different things that you're just missing, the things that are hitting you right in the face and you don't even know it because you are so programmed and so used to the norm.
Yeah.
That you don't take a second to take a step back and look around at what else is going on.
Definitely. So we are going to jump into some topics, guys. And I know we only have so much time here on Zoom, but after Zoom cuts out on us, we're still going to continue. We're going to continue through our podcast. So those of you who want to continue listening, you can go to the Truth Reveal Campaign via Spotify, via Apple, Google, and all the other platforms that actually showcase podcasts. Just make sure you enter Truth Reveal Campaign. All right? But let's go ahead and start with the first topic of discussion. All right? So when we talk about programming, we're talking about a state in which you're being told, engineered, in how to think, how to feel, how to behave, what to do, and all these things. Even the God you worship. Some of you may think you've been worshiping the God that you worship since the beginning of time. I'm here to tell you, no, it's not the case. That was all programmed into you, into your parents, and down the generation, down the line, even up to this point. So we're going to talk about deprogramming all of that. Even the food that you think you like, even the car that you think you like to drive, all right? We're going to talk about how that even came about. Why are you thinking this way? Why your brain programmed this way? So one person that comes to mind, that vividly comes to mind, and many of you may know this person's name, many of you may not. We're going to start with, I like to call him, the mastermind behind the propaganda, the father of PR, Mr. Edward Bernays. Okay, so if you've never heard of Edward Bernays, this individual was actually the nephew of Sigmund Freud, right? And this is going to get even deeper because it's funny that Edward Bernays, the propaganda machinist, the mastermind, the father of PR, happened to be the nephew, family member of Sigmund Freud, and we all know who Freud is. If you don't know, you can go ahead and research that right now. But this individual had a huge impact on the American culture in the sense of why PR the way it is today. The reason why you buy your favorite car, the reason why you buy your favorite clothes, or even the favorite cereal that you have, it's all been programmed, and it's all due to this individual. called Edward Bernays. So what I want to do, I want to play a quick video, like a 5-minute clip, so you guys who don't know who this person is, never seen him, don't know what to expect, just want to get an idea of who this individual is. But I'm also going to give you some information about a book that he's written on here on the Truth Reveal campaign. We're not about talking. We're about solutions. So if you really want to deprogram your mind, you really want to wake up, you want to get out of that false matrix, this is the time. These resources that we're going to divulge and give you, this is your opportunity to go do your own research, because I'm not here to lead you astray. I'm here to wake you up. I'm here to help you gain more, better perspective on the future, all right, of your mind. So the book that Edward Bernays wrote is called Propaganda, The Public Mind in the Making. Well, we're going to watch a quick clip, a quick video. So I'm going to go ahead and show the video real quick. And we want to just give me a couple of seconds, and we're going to show the video real quick. All right, so let's go ahead and do that. So nice. See my screen, but that's okay. It's not going to be on too long. I'm going to show you the video, and then you can get an idea who this individual is. Who is Edward Bernays? All right. It's a little slow, but it'll be here real soon. You know, technology.
Edward Lewis Bernays.
So yeah, I'm going to let the people know about Edward Bernays, especially those of us who aren't aware of who he is. I want them to get a real close and personal look on who he is. All right, so I'm going to go and play a quick video. All right. All right, so let's go ahead and play this video so people can get an idea who Mr. Edward Bernays is. And all those who are in PR, all those who are in marketing, this is who your the godfather is. So if you are making millions of dollars, even billions, you know, you got to make sure you give him some credit, because this is the individual who has literally catapulted that industry to the highest level that it is now. All right. You can thank him, because he's the reason why your mind has been programmed the way it's programmed. So let's go ahead and get this video up. Obviously, you know, we're in these times where technology, it can be great, and it also can have some negatives. And right now it's kind of slow, but I'm telling you right now, I have a very fast, quick Wi-Fi system. So
technology's working against us.
Yeah. They don't want the people to know about Edward Bernays, so but they're going to know tonight, because we got all night. I just wish it would come a little faster, but we have time, so we'll wait. There's no rush here. But why is generating and getting together? I'm going to just go down the topic on the line of all the things we're going to actually talk about. So aside from Edward Bernays, we're also going to talk about MK Ultra, the mind control. Most of you guys probably are familiar with it. Most of you guys maybe are not familiar with MK Ultra, the mind control. But we are going to talk about that. And also, there's a book that I was telling you guys about. That book is actually...
engineer consent through the use of manipulation, propaganda, and control. And we should do it for the benefit of the public. And but everybody agreed he played a role that really was very, very important.
And Sigmund Freud, like I said, that's his uncle. And it's also going to give a great segue into our next topic.
Man who told him exactly how to understand human psychology and how to use it, turn over in his grave if he saw all these things. He drove the country into a kind of hysteria. The propaganda efforts of the Committee on Public Information, a very Orwellian name, did succeed in driving a pacifist population into
framing
any German
fanatics. Make everyone a pacifist. And that's the book that I'm going to share with you in the PDF. I'm going to give you that book.
If you could use propaganda for war, you could certainly use it for peace. So I said to Mr. Hill, why don't you change the color of the package? Them gentlemen, green is going to be the color of fashion.
Mastermind, father of PR.
Became a fashionable color.
Good old CIA. No, they ain't everything.
Play a role on that. He ran the public relations for the propaganda effort to support the overthrow of the democratic government of Guatemala, which led
to that?
Horrifying atrocities, which the country is still suffering from.
When he died, the New York Times and every other major newspaper in America, in his obit, declared him the father of PR. And he would have loved that because that was a title that he tried to win for 103 years.
All right. So, friends, family, go ahead and stop the sharing 1 second and then go back here. All right. So, there you have it. That's Mr. Edward Bernays. So, Julie, any words? I mean, Quiz, any words?
Nah, man. I mean, it's amazing how sheepish people are. And it makes me so upset, man, that people have such limited amount of thinking for themselves, of self-thought. And they just eat up everything that's thrown in front of them without even taking a second look about other options, other things to be looking at. It's amazing to me.
And the thing is, it's also a psychosis as well. When you look at the population that has been dominated for so long, and which is the actual awesome, great segue into our next subtopic of discussion. We're going to hit the Mind Care MK Ultra. But before we hit MK Ultra, I want to go to something else that's going to give way to how Mr. Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, got into America, all right? Because there has to be a bridge that connected him from coming all the way from Germany to America. We're going to talk about that particular topic. So let's go ahead and go down our list of topics. So now, like I said, we're going to come back to MK Ultra. And we're going to get deep in that. And I got a book for you, too. Every resource that I'm giving you, like I said, I'm not here to just talk. I'm here to give you resources. I'm here for a solution. So I know I'm fine. My mind is wide awake. My pineal gland, my third eye, is up. It's up even when I'm sleeping. All right? So I just want yours to be up and as waking as mine is. And if that's not where you want to go, that's fine. No problem. But don't complain to me. Don't complain to your family, your friends, when you see things such as COVID-19 hitting us and you're confused and you're wondering, oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? You need to know these are all plans that have been set way before you're even aware that it's been set. All right? So let's go to our next topic of discussion, which is formal education. So when you talk about mind control, you cannot go anywhere without starting with formal education. So everyone right now, school is not in session. Great for all our friends who are graduated. I'm going to give them a round of applause. Good job. You know, I know it was a hard-fought journey, and you couldn't walk across the stage. I know. I went to a university. I graduated. I went to high school. I did all that. And it's a great feeling. It's an awesome feeling. But also, we have to question the information and the knowledge that we learned in those institutions. Can we really apply those knowledge in the real world? And how realistic, how can that knowledge that we learned in the real world help us to get to where we want to go down the line? All right? So let's start with Prussian. And it's spelled Prussian. School reform. Prussian is basically the formal name of Germany. So before Germany became Germany, it was known as Prussia. All right? And Prussia was a very powerful empire at one time. So those who know history or who are history buffs can agree with me on this. Prussia was one of those empires that was so powerful, it was dominating the world at one point. All right? And there was a point in which it was so powerful that even the Americans here were so enamored, were so motivated by Prussia in their education and reform system that they went ahead and introduced it to America, to where now the system in which you're being learned or being taught is through Prussia. And we're going to learn about what Prussia really is. But I want to give you a backdrop on what Prussia is and what it was coming from. All right? So we got a video for you. So I got a video. I also got a book that I want to share with you, too. So let's learn about Prussia. All right? So when it comes to Prussia, I'm going to play a video. I want you to watch it and learn a little bit about Prussia so you can get an idea on what I'm talking about. All right? So let's go ahead and start that. And before I actually start the video, let me go ahead and tell you about the book. The book that I want to recommend. There's a lot of books out there. There's so many books out there on Prussia. If you want to know about Prussia and actually know about what are you learning in school, what have you been learning in school for all these many years, even myself, the times that I've learned, the times that I've been in America and all over the world. America education system, a lot of people, even though it's at a very low, low, low point when it comes to world education, but it's also valued because when people come from different countries, they don't even accept their accreditation that they have to retake everything here when they're in America. So it's still valued in a certain way because of that fiat currency. So let's go ahead and start that video. But before I do that, let me tell you about the book. The book is called this particular book is the Iron King. But let's watch the video first, and I'll share the book with you later. So I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen so folks can see the video too. I'll make sure you guys see it as well. So let me go ahead and share my screen so you can see it, and I'll go ahead and okay. Right. Let's go ahead and let's learn about pressure. We're gonna do some real deprogramming tonight, guys. I hope you stay with me out there. I can't see who's watching. I can't see what's going on. All I can see is what I'm doing right here on my screen. So hopefully you're following open. And if you can't follow later on down the line, you can also watch this video because it's being recorded. All right. So let's go on the pressure education system. All right, you're going to watch a quick little video, and then I'll share the resources. Like I said, if you are a part of the Truth Reveal Campaign podcast, I will share that information in the podcast once it's up and ready to go. But let's go ahead and learn a little bit about pressure and the impact that it had on the American education system. All right? It's only 8 minutes. I know we all have 8 minutes. You're going to learn. You're going to take this resource, and I hope you apply it. Because what is learning if you don't take the information and apply it into real life? You might as well not learn nothing at all, wasting your time. Well, let's not just learn something, let's go and apply it. So I'm going to play this video once it loads up. We're going to watch it. All right, it's loading up. Y'all remember that bell, right? You guys all know that bell. Go ahead and listen.
And now we come to the great man himself. Man, the history records being instrumental in the creation of America's public education. The first man was an American educator who served as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, part of the American Congress. The first man was the key reformer of the education system at the time. In 1837, he became the head of the newly created Board of Education in Massachusetts, where he began the work that would eventually earn him the title as the Father of American Public Education. After reading through the educational models of different countries, Mann finally hears about a particularly successful style that had been developed in Prussia, which is now modern-day Germany. Prussia had shown to be such a success for the government's purposes that, accompanied by a few other educators, Horace Mann travels to Germany to investigate. Upon their return to the United States, they lobbied heavily to have the Prussian model adopted. Interest in Prussia had also been growing in the northern half of the continent. Around this time, the Canadian superintendent of schools, Eugene Ryerson, traveled to Prussia in search of a new model of education. His journeys also included visiting Horace Mann in Massachusetts to further examine the system and eventually adopt. George Brown, the editor of Toronto's Globe newspaper, was even quoted saying that Ryerson successfully imported Prussian education into Ontario. During the next 30 years or so, a whole line of American dignitaries came to Germany to earn degrees. Interestingly enough, those who earned degrees in Germany came back to the United States to staff all the major universities. By 1900, all the PhDs in the United States were trained in Prussian. As the first secretary of the State Board of Education, Horace Mann promoted his new concept, the state as the father of children. He stressed that it was the responsibility of the state to ensure that education is provided for the child. A very noble idea, of course. What exactly did he mean by that? How did he define education? It seems like a very broad subject. It is a very broad subject. Education encompasses all of human history and all the knowledge we have gathered during that time. Not to mention, and perhaps most importantly, what we as human beings learn over our lifetime on a personal level. Horace Mann's 10th annual report in 1846 led to the first state law that made it mandatory for children to go to school. It was during that year that he supported the governor of Massachusetts adopting the Prussian model of education for the entire state. How did he do that? The governor of the time, Edward Everett, as it turns out, was the very first to receive a PhD from, can you guess where?
Prussia.
Right. Prussia. From then on, it spread very quickly. Just after Everett installed the Prussian model in the state of Massachusetts, he
governor of New York set up the very same method in 12 New York schools. Horace Mann's sister, Elizabeth Peabody, the Peabody Foundation, saw to it that right after the Civil War, the Prussian system that was then being taught in the northern states was integrated into the conquered south. By 1900, most of the compulsory schooling laws that implemented the new system had been passed. From then on, every American child grew up under the Prussian system.
Yeah.
So what exactly was the Prussian education system that everyone thought was so amazing that it just had to be adopted throughout the free world? To give you just a bit of background, in the 18th century, the Kingdom of Prussia, which is now modern-day Germany, was among the first countries in the world to choose free and compulsory education. After the Prussians were defeated by Napoleon in 1806, it was decided that the reason why the battle was lost and that the Prussian soldiers were thinking for themselves in the battlefield instead of following orders. To make sure that this couldn't happen again, a new 8-year system of schooling was created. This new system provided not only the skills needed for the early industrialized world, such as reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also a strict education that taught duty, discipline, respect for authority, and the ability to follow orders. Elite children destined for higher offices went on to attend private schools, while the rest of the population had no access to secondary education. They were destined for the working class. Through this new system, the Prussian court tried to create social obedience through indoctrination.
Social obedience.
Every individual had to become convinced at the core of their being that the king was just, decisions were always right, and the need for obedience paramount. In truth, the entire purpose of the system was to instill loyalty to the crown and to train young men for the military and bureaucracy.
Sounds like Hitler to me.
It was necessary to sweep out all the independent thinking. Influencing this new system from the beginning was Prussian philosopher Johann Gottlieb Fichte. Combining John Locke's view that the children are a blank slate and Rousseau's ideas on how to write on that slate, Prussia established an educational system that was considered scientific in nature. An important part of the Prussian system was that it defined for the child what was to be learned, what was to be thought about, and how long to think about it. In order to have an efficient policy-making class and a subclass beneath it, it was believed that one had to remove the power of most people to make sense out of the available information. In other words, critical thinking had to be done away with. Now, if you're wondering why the average person doesn't know that the North American education system is based directly on the Prussian model, it might just be because its original purpose was not designed for the good of the individual, but for the good of the government.
Hear that?
The philosophy of Johann Fichte directly influenced the creation of the Prussian model of schooling. As he is quoted saying, the schools must fashion the person, and fashion him in such a way that you simply cannot will otherwise than what you wish him to. With quotes like these, you can see why his involvement is not well known. Education should aim at destroying free will, so that after pupils are left school, they will be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters have wished.
You hear that?
When this technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for more than one generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or police. In 1807, in a Berlin occupied by Napoleon, Johann Fichte gave a series of famous addresses to the German nation. Fichte spoke of the superiority of German people above all others. The content of these speeches was a catalyst for Russian education system and German nationalism. In other earlier works, he calls Jews a state within a state that would, quote, undermine the German nation. He openly expressed a desire to expel Jews from Germany. Fichte had a deep influence on the rise of the Third Reich. He continues to be deemed, quote, the spiritual father of modern neo-Nazism. Which begs the question, why would the father of American education make it a law that every child spend their youth in a system created by the father of neo-Nazism? Historians reflect that one of the greatest social factors that allowed a man like Hitler to rise to power was that the German people had been bred from birth to respect authority above all else and accept it without question. Which begs another question. If the entire population of North America is raised in the system adopted from Nazi Germany, what are we setting ourselves up for?
That's a good question. What are we setting ourselves up for?
Disappointment and failure.
That's a great segue, Drew. Quiz, please go ahead. And most of you guys, if you hear me saying Chu, is another name that I call my friend, my co-host, but he also goes by the name of Quiz. So, please, Quiz, go ahead.
Dude, there was a time when America was great and people would actually be homeschooled. And people were able to actually take care of themselves because they would stay with their family and they would actually learn what was supposed to be taught about America, what was supposed to be taught about their family. And they worked. They learned a trade. They learned how to farm. They learned how to take care of the cattle. They learned how to go pick wild mushrooms. Like, they knew how to take care of themselves. They were self-sufficient. This got brought in, and it became mind control.
Yes.
And it's been around since, and it's because the higher-ups always want to be able to take care of you, or they want you to depend on them, is what it is.
Yeah.
That's why we have a fiat system. That's why they make you go to school. That's why they're trying to press, like in today's day and age, right now, that's why they're trying to press vaccines on you. The vaccines aren't helping you out, people. Those things are killing you. They're dumbing you down. The reason why they want you to stay at home is because they want you to get used to this. They want to give you money so that you depend on them. It's amazing that people are allowing this to happen. It's been going on for a long time and people just never woke up to it. And there's very few and far and in between. I mean, we're two of them that we understand exactly what's going on. But what we need is we need 7 billion people to wake up and see the same shit.
Absolutely.
That's a tall order. Because a lot of people are so used to, and the lifestyle that we live is so ingrained in them that they can't see past the wall, the facade that's been put around them their entire life. I broke through that shit a long time ago. When I got out of high school, I had the option of going to college. I chose not to. I decided to read books. I decided to just live life and learn from the shit that I went through my life. And that's how I educated myself. I mean, brother, I got a genius IQ. I've had tests done just recently, like about 3 months ago. I had an IQ test done, 142. That's genius IQ. But I don't need a professor that has a narrative telling me how this went and that went, when half of the shit is bullshit and false. The only way that we can, That's it. It's all bullshit. It's all wool pulled over your eyes. Right. And they're force feeding you shit. I'm just not the one that buys into it. I never have. When people watch the news, the reason why the news keeps pushing this COVID shit is a couple of reasons. Number one, they want you to be scared. They want you to stay indoors. They want you to be under martial law. They want to have everybody vaccinated so that they can control you. They want you to get sick. They want population control. They want to kill the old and let the young be stupid from the time that they're young because of these fucking diseases that they're jamming into your arm. I mean, man, we talked about it, a month ago, that they just came out with that new patent, Microsoft did, where they want to tattoo inside your arm. And
activated system, right? The little chip, right?
Right, and the shittiest part of it is the actual patent number, which is WO2020-060606.
That's right.
Literally, World Order 2020-666.
And I'm going to
like, who makes this shit up?
Yeah, I'm going to add that because I do have that information. I'm going to add that for my TRC family and also for my Facebook family so they can go and actually read that and see it for themselves so they don't think you're just saying it just to say it, but it's real. What he just said is real. The actual information is out there. It's not a secret.
No, this is a plan that they've had forever. What they want to do is they want to microchip or put tattoos in your arm. And it's going to basically determine how much you are valued as a human being. It's going to tell you your net worth. They're going to get rid of currency. They're going to get rid of your credit cards. And they're going to force you to do shit in order to get credits into your arm so you could pay for your food.
That's
so you can,
order, right?
Bro, it's here.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
This was like their big move. This was the move, man. This COVID-19 thing was the move. It was a bioweapon that was made. I'll even take it back. When everybody says that it was done in Wuhan, that's not where it started. COVID-19, two places that it came from originated in the United States. It was made in two different laboratories, one in North Carolina and one in Virginia on a military base in a lab, in Lab 4. And then it was passed on to Quebec, Canada, where they were doing research on it. And then that research got moved to the Wuhan technology. So this is something that's been around for a long time, and all they've been doing is turning it into a bioweapon. That's what this is. Nothing more. And they're using propaganda to scare the shit out of people because everybody is a sheep.
Man,
and they know that.
I think a bomb just dropped right there. I wish I had my little sound effect. That's a bomb right there that just dropped. And it's also a perfect segue into our next topic of discussion. I hope, and I pray, wink, for all those out there can continue to stay with us because we are going to go into our next area of discussion in this deprogramming MK Ultra CIA propaganda. That's going to be our next knowledge information. So let's go ahead and get into that MK Ultra knowledge so our folks out there can know exactly what we're talking about. This is not new. This is nothing that you can't look up. This is all out there. And folks, I know I told you about the book with my guy over there, Edward Bernays, and also the pressure system. I will drop that information. So if you're hungry for it, if you're eager to know and learn, I will drop that information once everything is done. And then you can go and do the actual research and read the books and read the resources because I'm about solutions. I'm not here to just speak. I'm here to bring about solutions to help you free your mind from mental slavery, right? Free your mind from mental slavery.
We're not the problem. We're trying to give you solutions to open up your mind and understand that you people, everybody, that includes us too, we are all being played since day one that we came out of our mom's wombs. This has been going on for almost 100 years.
Yeah. None but ourselves can free our mind. That was Marcus Garvey that actually said that. It was just through Bob that it came through and the world heard it. It was Marcus Garvey that actually, Honorable Mosiah Marcus Garvey that said that. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. All right, so let's go ahead and play that video. Let me go ahead. I'm going to share my screen so Quinn can see what we're watching here. Let's go ahead and get into that. All right. All right, let's go. MK Ultra. And also, I have some movie that I would like to also share with you as well. That you can, for those who love movies, because a lot of people are theatric and they like to see it played out. It's a great movie. I'm going to play a little clip from that movie so you can see it too. But this is real. All right, so let's go ahead and bring that movie up. Open this link.
Good old CIA and their MK Ultra mind control.
And I'm sure all my Vietnam vets out there, for all my warriors, for all my people who have done time in the military, we'll pause this one second, they know. They are experiencing it. Unfortunately, a lot of our Vietnam vets and all of our Army vets are suffering when they come back from those wars. Nobody even want to help them. Nobody want to lend them a hand. If I see them in the streets, I'm always going to lend them a hand because I know themselves. They were brainwashed. They didn't even know until they came back that they were brainwashed. But let's go ahead and listen and watch this.
The U.S. government is engaged in a large number of secret medical experiments designed to help
start over.
In the wake of World War II. The U.S. government is engaged in a large number of secret medical experiments designed to help win the Cold War.
Wake up!
Developing techniques for mind control to create a so-called Manchurian candidate. What is the extent of these brainwashing experiments? How did the CIA become involved in such far-reaching and disturbing research? In May 1953, scientists Horton Down are researching one of the most lethal nerve agents known to man, sarin. The experiments are conducted on military volunteers, but the young servicemen have no idea what they are letting themselves in for. On the board, there was a separate notice typed, which said in so many words, volunteers want to help find a cure for the cold. By volunteering, Ken Earle becomes an unsuspected guinea pig in war against the Soviets. On May 4th at Horton Down, he and five other Air Force men are led into a small room by two technicians. They were told by two men to roll up the left human. These two men then took this and they shaped them to our forearm. They then gave us each a respirator, and we were not under any circumstances to take off the respirator. The dog received guidance. It was very, very tricky. And I found out that it was a gas chamber, which was the very dead tubules. This condition were a vile and a went round each of us, and he dripped onto this piece of material, guaranteeing drops in 2 hours. The clear liquid, the sarin nerve agent, is quickly absorbed into the arm through the skin. The effects are immediate. I became absolutely talking about it. I didn't know what sheer terror there is in being trapped. After half an hour, we were released, gasping, spluttering, and sweating, into the open air. Beautiful sunny May morning. Absolute peace, a wonderful thing to be alive. The corresponding paperwork clearly states the purpose of the experiment is to determine the lethal dose of sarin. After the Korean War, disturbing new intelligence reaches Washington. Hundreds of American troops are still being held captive, subjected to brainwashing experiments, and then killed. Mind control research back home intensifies. The new goal is to cause an individual to become subservient to an imposed control, to the point where he will perform acts against his will, and then have no memory of the act. The search for a real-life Manchurian candidate begins.
produce such an assassin, the CIA faces two main challenges. How to induce amnesia, and how to program in new behavior. In 1957, Dr. Ewan Cameron, an eminent psychiatrist in Montreal, believes he has the answers. Cameron applies his techniques under the guise of normal therapy.
It's a three-part technique, which started with an effort to wipe out past patterns of behavior. And this was accomplished through the use of particularly intense, repeated high-level electroshocks until no more convulsions could be listened to.
Cameron then placed tape-recorded messages through helmets that are locked to his patients' heads. This psychic driving forces them to listen to repetitive
satellite vision
weeks on end to program in new behavior.
And the final phase was to try to wipe out all recollection of what had happened, and that was accomplished by putting people to sleep for 30 to 40 days, accompanied by
30 to 40 days on the cross. Sleep.
And that's not any kind of therapy. That's a brainwashing experiment.
Man. Wow. Let me go ahead and stop the sharing so we can get back to our screen. Wow. Now, God, family, friends.
How fucking evil are people, man? How fucking evil are people?
Wow. If you don't know about MK Ultra, this your first time hearing about it? You gotta wake up, man, and know that if that can go on, just imagine other things that are currently going on, that have been going on. We already know about the Tuskegee Airmen situation with the syphilis. We know what the government is capable of. This is, we always talk about, okay, just an issue that just among African American black people. This is their own people. This is their own people. People that go to fight in war. For this country. This is what they're doing to these people. What they've done to these people. What they currently are doing on different levels. On different levels. But let me go ahead. I'm going to continue. I have another video that I want to share. This is for those who, because everybody's different. This information might grab people's attention. But those who are into the movies and all that, I'll give you another reference that will help you get a better idea on what I'm talking about. So let me go ahead and do that. Get that video so you can see what I'm talking about. All right? Okay. Let's go ahead and bring it up. And let's watch this video that talks about, it's called The Manchurian Candidate. I'm sure some of you I've seen this movie. This is actually one of my personally favorite actor out there, Denzel Washington, who did a great, played the heck out of this movie. But it's a great movie that if you are not into the reality of stuff, you want to see it done on a theatrical level, this is a great resource for you. If you haven't seen this movie, please go out and watch this movie. Go rent it if you have to. On Netflix or any one of those streaming systems. Go watch it. It's a very deep movie. It's powerful. It's so powerful. I can watch this movie 100 times because this is what has happened. This is what is currently happening. And this is what will continue to happen. If you want to be that individual that is going to go fight for the army and fight for America, just know that this is the reality that you will be subjected to. This is the reality that you will succumb to, that you will subscribe to, should you become what you call property of the state. All right, so let's let them play their commercial, and then we're gonna watch the video. So let's get this.
The voice alarm announces fire when a smoke or fire hazard is detected.
I'm going to share the video. Am I sharing the video right now? Can you see that?
No.
Okay, let me share it right now. Let me share the video. Let me share my screen real quickly. All right. Cool. All right, let's go over here.
I sleep like you, I don't want to dream.
Go ahead and make it big. I don't even want to see it. Widescreen. Go ahead.
Tap it out there on the desert bed. I sleep like dream. I don't want to dream. Something happened out there on the desert that night during that mission, and it's not what we thought it was. It happened on my watch.
You put on this rope.
Yeah, no, no, sir. Not this rope.
Oh, I'm a dream about the week. Captain Largo.
Do you actually know about you? I served other
animals, good man. That's what the neighbors
always say
about serial killers, Captain.
Somebody put an implant inside me. I got a good few people wanting
you
to.
You need to get help, man.
Not crazy, Shaw.
Yeah, but this is Jimmy Johnson of Venture and Global.
Strong supporters. Seems like we can adjust during the change of the
night. These are not supposed to exist.
Former presidents, supposed kings.
Yeah, I get it. They're big. They're human. You bring me rumors and conjecture.
I started with nightmares.
Rumors, conjecture. That's a giant leap forward.
So many times
in my head. Neurons got exposed and circuits got rewired.
I think you should be numb.
You gotta find out what's gonna happen.
So what are we going with?
You wanna be that this was failed safe. No leaks, no glitches. I will do whatever is necessary to protect my son.
We just stop to sedate them. In fact, as you will. Captain, do you remember me?
Yep. That is our Manchurian candidate. I wanted to show that for those of us who are more of the geriatric mind and not about all the this factual stuff. They want to see it played out. So if you want to see it played out, that's a perfect, awesome resource to check out. The Manchurian candidate with Denzel Washington. So what we're saying here is not something...
Your documentary, I think, gave me
everyone
an appreciation of veterans.
Pause this. All right. Yeah, so what that film just showed was basically giving a backdrop of what we just learned about with MKUltra, how the government, CIA, will use the soldiers for their bidding. To go and attack other countries and other places on their bidding on the behalf of rich, powerful entities. And I have a book that I'm gonna show you guys right now. If you guys have never heard of it, it's called Confessions of the Economic Hitman by John Perkins. If you haven't seen it already, you definitely want to go check that one out. You can get it on Audible book. Listen to it on there, and read it if you like to read. But there, once you learn more about where you are in this Western Hemisphere, country that you're living in, and the skeletons that are in the closet, and they're actually pouring out now. The closet can't even hold the skeletons anymore. It's just flowing out. You can only be so asleep, so dead, if you just keep missing it. Falling right into your lap and just ignoring it because it's screaming at you to wake up take control of your life, to be the person you need to be by addressing these things in your own way, in your own shape, in your own fashion, and bringing about some resolution to making sure that you don't become that maturing candidate. Because everyone, one iota away from being that next maturing candidate. I'm sure we all heard of the shooters in the past, all these shooting incidents and all these problems we hear about. You don't think MK Ultra had anything to do with it? If you don't, that's on you. But I want your brain to work outside of what mainstream media is feeding you. I want your brain to wake up. I want your neurons to spark and wake up other parts of your brain so you can know that there's more happening. But you cannot be awakened if you continue decalcifying your pineal gland. You cannot wake up if you decalcify that one powerful area in your brain that allows you to be closer to a higher self, to a higher power than you are. If you continue to use things like fluoride and drink water that is not suitable to keep that pineal gland fresh and vital in your mind to keep working, so you can oversee things that are happening. If you continue to ignore those things, you're going to keep depreciating yourself and depreciating your value. So we want you to wake up. I want you to wake up. Your ancestors want you to wake up. Your ancestors want you to see. This is not a game. You're watching these information, you're learning, you're hearing, you're seeing these things. It's not a game, it's real. And I hope COVID-19 has helped wake a lot of people up to see what this country, what this world is capable of, right? And if not Donald Trump, if he didn't wake people up, I hope COVID-19 helped wake people up, because it's real out here. This is not a game. It's not a simulation. It's happening. It's happening. Anything extra you'd like to say?
I was going to say, you know, you just brought up Trump. Look, I'm not on either side of the spectrum. I've never voted in my life. I never will, because I know my vote doesn't mean shit. But the reason why he's gotten such a bad rap is because he used to hang out with all of these people back in the day. He was very close and tight-knit with them. He understands their game plans. The reason why he ran for presidency is because he wanted to get to a spot that he was able to show their game plan to the general public. That's the reason why they all hate on him now. That's the reason why everybody has turned on him, is because the guy is trying to show what corruption and what their game plan is in the long run. And a lot of people, you know, unfortunately, all of the people that are in it are up at this level, and they control a lot of people. And he's at that level too, and there's people that see what he's trying to do, and they see that he's trying to wake people up. And then the other people that are trying to prevent it, which is the media, believe it or not, a lot of the Democrats. I mean, man, dude, the Democrats were the people that actually started the KKK.
That's a fact.
Fact. But people don't want to open their eyes to that. It's like, how much shit do you need to just let fly over your shoulder before you begin to wake up? Like, everything that's happened negatively in the past mostly comes from the government and whatnot. This is the one person that wasn't a politician that became a president. He's a businessman. But he was in all of those circles, and he knows what their game plan is. I mean, shit, look, if you want to be serious about stuff, if you really want to know about stuff, you can literally go to CIA.org. You can go to the FBI.org. You can go to DEA.org. And you can read declassified papers. All you got to do is go to the search bar and put John F. Kennedy assassination. And it will tell you everything that actually happened. But people are just too fucking lazy, dude, to go do it. And it's unfortunate. There's rabbit holes that are so deep. So deep. But people just don't have the time or don't want to make the time to open their minds up and to realize what the actual facts are. Like, we have given a couple of good pieces of information tonight that people, I really hope that people sit down and they say, you know what, let me look up MKUltra. And they'll realize that the government actually was feeding drugs to people to control their minds. I hope that they, I really hope that people do wake up, man. I mean, there's so much stuff out there that will tell you truth. You just have to go look for it and follow a rabbit hole.
Definitely, man. Definitely. And I mean, we said a lot. We said a lot today. We said a lot on the Truth Revealed podcast. And we're not done, actually. There's one more thing that I would like to share with my family and my friends out there that will close us out before we actually are wrapped up for the night, because it's going close. We're probably over the hour, and it looks like our Zoom haven't actually shut us down, so we're still going.
Right, that's what I said. I was looking at the time, and I was like, let's go.
Zoom is doing its true best good right now. Earlier, it was acting up, but right now, it looks like the internet is cooperating, so the ancestor must want us to continue to divulge this information, and hopefully that people can come to some kind of resolution with some awesome solution at the end of all this, or the beginning of all this. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to talk about specifically on our final topic, subtopic for the night, decoding the false matrix. All right, now, when it comes to the Matrix, I know most people aren't aware. Everybody's seen Matrix and Matrix Reloaded and all the Matrix out there, and even know have read about Sophia Stewart, the woman who was in charge, the founder, the creator of the whole Matrix trilogy. However, we're here to talk about decoding Matrix. So for those of you who are out there, I would charge you to definitely take time, take the opportunity. You have nothing but time right now, at least until I don't know where you are, but currently I'm here in Columbus, Ohio, and we are, I think, slowly reopening up the state. I don't know everywhere else. Quiz, you out of where are you out of?
I'm in Las Vegas, man, and everything. Everything is opened up except gambling.
Gambling, okay. So gambling is the only thing that's now open.
That's
okay,
it.
So all you can eat buffet, they're open too.
Well, basically they closed up the hotel. I wish, man. But like, no, they've closed up the hotels and gambling because they don't know how to. Basically, they don't know how to keep the machines clean enough for people to stop spreading the COVID-19.
Gotcha.
Because which is horseshit.
I know one thing, when I'm in Vegas, one of my favorite pastimes, outside of all the other stuff, you know, Sun City, was those buffets, man. Those buffets, they're famous, man. You go to a Vegas buffet.
Bro, $20 all you can eat, man. Crab legs, steaks, and stuff.
Man.
Sold.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, and here's what cracks me up. They don't know how to keep a place from spreading COVID-19. But those are the same places that they want you to sit in a hot box of cigarette smoke.
I know, right? Isn't that true? Yeah. That's so interesting. If people be smoking in those places like crazy, man.
Dude. Man, cigars, cigarettes.
I remember.
It's amazing, man. They think about one thing and not the other because it's a narrative.
Yeah.
COVID-19 is a narrative.
Yeah. You're right. So going back to going forward to decoding the false matrix. So the matrix basically is a womb, all right, a womb, and we need to get an understanding of what the womb is. So we are living on this planet. So this planet serves as a womb, all right? And this planet has been brought into its 3D form that we are actually living in right now. But that 3D is actually the false matrix, all right? So we need to learn how to decode the matrix to get ourselves out of it, to remove ourselves so we can get into actuality instead of just reality. So the one source that I want to give you is an individual that I follow closely and listen to a lot of their information that is dead on. But if you're not at that level of your pineal gland being awakened, you're not going to get this information. It's going to go over you. It's going to confuse you. It's going to make you say, it's going to do a lot of things to you. So if you're not ready for it, that's okay. There's other individuals out there that will help you slowly get into it, that you can follow and you can listen to before you get to this level, because this level of information is extremely high. But if you are ready for that, if you think you're ready, this individual, his name is Stephen, some people call him Stephon Bomar. And when he drops it hard. Those bombs come so hard that your brain will get exploded, all right? But he's written a book called basically Decoding the Matrix. And he goes in, and you can basically search this information. But I'm gonna basically just show one information how they can search it. So if you're watching, you can see exactly what the name and the spelling of it looks like, right? So you can see it. So let's go ahead, I'm gonna put it up. But that knowledge is something that will open your mind and take you to a whole different level. But if you're not ready for it, I will tell you right now, just find other people who got similar information and listen to it. But this is on a whole different knowledge. All right, so I'm just going to let just a couple of minutes play so you can get an idea on this individual and what they are about.
We have
all
been
right?
trying to open.
This is the interview that he was doing. The book that he's written is called Decoding the Matrix, the code to the matrix. So let's go ahead and just listen for a couple of minutes, and then I want everyone to take that information down. But that's how you spell his name. All right. You spell his name, S-E-Z-A-N, Bomar. And the knowledge that he drops is powerful. So if you want to learn about how you can, the code to the matrix, you can learn through 7. So I'm going to go ahead and share the screen so my man can over there, he can see, quick and see. So I'm going to share this so quick can see what I'm talking about. And we're going to listen to just a couple of minutes of 7 dropping some bombs. All right. Get this. I'm gonna lie again.
Also start seeing that this is like a natural process when you hang out at a school, because even in conscious school, you know, because well, yeah, it's going on in public school, of course, but even in conscious school, you watch kids do stuff like, okay, he's not kidding it. Johnny's not kidding it.
This buffer.
And then you start realizing, well, maybe you're not getting it. Maybe what's happening is that, you know, you have to be a little bit more flexible with your reality of what's actually happening here and how this is put together in the first place. This is, of course, me talking to myself, right? And so I start looking at the mechanisms of what put this reality in the matrix possible here, which then does a really great job explaining to you. And then maybe, you know, get a little UFOlogy, we'll let you know kind of like the last years of this particular system and, you know, where we are at this point. And then you feel like within yourself, just as we see with children, the trauma, which I call the dragon mother, the trauma that happened anyway, within just a family structure like the children's uncle, you know, when your father is a king, and so that obviously means that his brother didn't become king, and then the father is ready to leave his throne, and then of course just in a patriarch, the father's ready to leave his throne, what's he gonna do with his son? The uncle's like, what should I do? He didn't get king in the first place, so if you leave, I'm going to kill the son, because I'm going to take that finally second being king now. And so it's just like realizing that there's this human nature in human, and it's really just nature. I wouldn't even call it human. You know, just nature itself. And how to work with this nature and start to realize what's going on really in the cosmos, because that's where things take place first. And then kind of being jacked in as like the as below version all the time, like I'm just like a shadow or a point soldier acting out what's going on in the big picture, let's say, starting to take that responsibility, like I created this. And now as a creator, I gotta accept, you know, what went well and what didn't go well, because anytime I'm like in a laboratory anyway, like I work in engineering a lot, I'm always doing stuff, 3D printing, this kind of stuff. But when we bring a new machine in, look to make mistakes first. Nobody is actually imagining that this machine is going to be perfect out of the box. We print something first to see where the offset is, and we start making our adjustments. And so reality kind of has us on these notions that are completely false. This is, of course, meant to apply to society that we're living in. And some of these notions are also this one about that we're supposed to accomplish everything when we're young. Like, oh man, when you're young, and you hear from everyone, when you're young, you should be able to do this, you should do that. But you can't do anything because you have the experience. And only until you actually reach a more mature stage will things start to become applicable for you. So also, if you're aware of that, then you're not trying to, like, overdo yourself, which you can get in trouble. You can strip your own gears. You can, you know, make things happen for you in a negative way that you can't even recover from rapidly. You just really knew that it's going to really be the latter form of your creative experience here on the planet that you're really going to get into this. And that you're not really going to feel or get old unless you project that on yourself. And that you need to actually spend the time in exploring the good and the bad, the black thing and the white thing that's moving through your body. And then watch the reality from even the racial divides and how they act out in these subsets in order to hold that space and that vibration and that frequency, which is their purpose in the universe. Love it. There's nothing that the universe is like, we gotta stop that, because that's not even how it functions to begin with. And then moving out of it, this childish nature, is like I said, gaining that ability of being, okay, now I'm going to be a part of the solution. I'm going to be a part of what, once we get to, once we start this awareness of seeing what's happening, start building and implementing these different tools that actually work for us in the time that we're living in. And so for me, when I was able to see that other aspect of myself that I didn't want to see, uncomfortable with ourselves and admit that we have these sides, it was only then that I could actually assume my total power in my personal, let's say, history, ancestry, but on a dynamonuclear or astral level, like I was led inside of it. Because Joe's kind of on human beings at this stage. Like, if we can't see already that the body is more complicated than anything that we've ever predicted thus far, we need to be comfortable with realizing that whatever put that into play also is aware of what is actually going to continue to happen with the human experience. And then, like I said, this is like a process, because then that final phase is, oh, I did that. There's no what came first, the chicken or the egg. It's like, bro, I'm the one that created the language. I'm the one that put the world together in division. I'm the one that exists in division. So why am I doing this? And it's because we're stepping down.
So like I said, I'm not even going to let you, you guys see where you can go to the Code to the Matrix, Devin Beaumont. You can go check that out. This is some powerful information. Like I said, deprogramming. He does a great job in helping people break down how to deprogram. Those of you who are hungry to wake up, those of you who are eager to wake up, who are tired of the lies and tired of the falsehood, he's a perfect, I'm going to go ahead and stop the sharing, but he's a perfect source to go through to get that extra information that you need if you want to deprogram. So if you're looking to deprogram and you're tired of it, you're just tired of the lies and tired of BS, and you say, this is what is this? What is this really about? Is this what life is about? No, it's more to life than this. All right? Don't let any social engineering, don't let any means of control or mind control take you and divide you from who you are. All right? You need to be whole with yourself. Don't just want a piece of yourself. Don't just ask for peace. Because we all always want peace. We want peace. But what about giving your whole self? Stop trying to get peace of yourself. Give your whole self. You deserve your whole self. All right? We all deserve our whole self. We don't deserve peace of ourselves. We didn't come here a piece of ourselves into this realm. We came in with our whole self. So enjoy your whole self. Embrace your whole self. And embrace others, their whole self. All right? So I want to make sure that everyone out there, if you're listening, please, deprogram. Deprogram. Because if you are programmed, you can do the opposite. You can reverse it. You can change history. You can alter history. Just like they are altering DNA through GMOs. Just like they're altering your DNA through GMOs.
Which, by the way, let me just go ahead and throw that out there.
Yeah.
That's part of the Project MK Ultra, brother.
Exactly.
It's poisoning you.
That's right.
Fluoride in the water, poisoning you.
Yep. Decalcifying your pineal gland. That's the goal. To remove you from your higher self. To remove you from who you really are outside of this physical 3D. All right, this is just a vehicle. We are not what we see here. You look in the mirror and you think that's what you are, you're mistaken. Great. You're mistaken. All right, I'm just telling you now. So, with that being said, I'm going to let my co-host, Mr.
Quiz.
Yeah, I'm so used to Drew. Because that's the other thing he goes by. So Quiz, I'm gonna let Quiz, give any last final words. There's nothing last. I apologize, but I will let him
know
some words to let folks hear him, and then we're gonna close out, and then we're gonna come again. This is gonna be the 15th, and then we're gonna have another one. We have another lineup for the 30th. So we're gonna try to do at least twice a month right now, and as we build, we would like to do probably weekly. If people are really hungry for this and people really want to get up and wake up and stay up, because it's one thing you can be awakened, but can you stay awakened?
Look, and I think that some people need to understand this also. You have been programmed your whole life. You are not going to be able to deprogram yourself overnight.
So
this is something that takes time. It takes energy. And it takes a lot of investigative work. And a lot of research to really get down the rabbit holes and really understand what's been happening to you your entire life.
That's right.
Don't expect change overnight.
That's right.
Can I say that it's not going to happen? No, you might have a dream and wake up and be like, holy shit, my whole life is a lie. And I hope that does happen. But let's be real. It's going to take some time. But once you start picking at little pieces and you start realizing, like, this is a fraud and this is a facade and this is bullshit, you're going to start to realize that a lot of things on this planet are full of shit, and a lot of it is just one big facade. And until you start opening your mind and start thinking outside the box, you're gonna have a tough time doing it. And look, the most important stuff, the truth is gonna scare the shit out of you. Flat out, it's gonna scare the shit out of you. Because we're human beings and we don't like change. But once you adapt to the change and realize what the truth is, you would be shocked as to how feel or how free you will feel.
Mm-hmm.
Open up your pineal gland. That's your third eye, people. Oh. And you're not going to want to miss the next show because you're not going to want to miss the next show.
The next one is going to folks, if you think this was something, yeah, just keep tuning in. We're gonna go in. We're gonna go in, and we're gonna keep going in. And for those of us who are in the fear factor, it's okay. Fear is a good thing in some sense, but it also can be a very terrible thing in other senses. As long as you don't allow it to control you, as long as you don't allow it to impact you in such a way where you can't move, where you're paralyzed, then you're going to be okay, because we all can, even animals can be fearful. It's okay, but do they let their fear contradict or dictate their lives? No, you still got to go about, because they all got to go and drink the water, even though they know the damn lion's going to come after and bite it and eat it and tear it up. But they got to live. What are you going to do? You can't stop drinking water just because you know the lion's out there. You just got to know how to move. You got to know how to traverse. So, yeah, you're going to feel, there's going to be some fear, but you got to get over that. I know I got
to. Look, fear stands for either fuck everything and run or face everything and recover.
I like that. I like that, yeah. Definitely. So what I'm going to do real quickly, because I did promise you that I want to let you see it. So I'm going to go and go to those resources, but also I will drop it in those that little area where the text goes. But in the meantime, let me just, the book that I said I'm going to show you, let me just show you real quick. It won't take long. I'll show you how what it looks like so you can get an idea, and then I'm also going to drop it. So I'm going to go to that, and so my friends can see exactly what that is. We'll go ahead and hold this. All right, and let's go into our resource. So the one of the resource I told you I will show you, which was the book that Edward Bernays wrote. I'm going to go ahead and open it up so you can see exactly what the book is called. It's actually a PDF. I'm going to put it in the link so you can check the resource out. You can read it and hopefully help you program yourself. So it's called Propaganda, right? And it's by Edward Bernays. This is the PDF, right? And I want you to get an idea. This is what it looks like. So I'm going to be sending this into the little area where the text goes so you can see it, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and close it. I just want to let you know I do have resources. I'm not just saying it because people will say, oh, I have this, but it never shows. No, I have resources. I'm about solutions, right? Like I told you. Also, the book on MK, the CIA, I got a book also I would like to recommend on CIA, which will give you an idea on what this information is really about and what they're really saying about the CIA and about the MK Ultra mind control. This book is called the MK Ultra, the CIA's Top Secret Program in Human Experimentation and Behavior Modification. So look how expensive it is. Yeah, that's how serious it is. $100, okay? So if you're gonna spend $100, make sure you read it. But trust me, it's worth every penny, because it's not just something that's there. It's there for to deprogram that mind. So you can get that as well, all right? And then I'm gonna go into another book that I want you guys to learn about, which is about depression, the system of depression reform, school reform. I'm gonna open this link. I'm gonna drop all these links into the area so you can actually get it for yourself and see for yourself. But there are several books that they recommend. Actually, 11 of them, but I'm gonna just show you a couple. So, The Iron King, The Rise and Downfall of Prussia. You have also Frederick the Great, the King of Persia, Prussia. And then you have these are top three: Brandenburg, Prussia, 1466 to 1806, and those are all books that if you're really interested in learning how the hell did I get here of learning this education that I call myself learning and learn and think I know everything, but it's really all information that was being fed to you, all right? So go learn some real information or do your own research, and yeah, I think that's it. So for right now, go ahead, I'm gonna close this. But right now, friends, family, yeah, that's it. We are gonna close out, and I wanna just, you know, bid you guys see you later. We'll be seeing you guys very soon. So I always close out for my TRC family with a special salutation, and I'm going to go ahead and finalize that. So for all my Facebook family, Zoom family, thank you for tuning in. We had a great night. I think it was great. I think it was awesome. I really hope you stayed on. If you have things to do, I'm going to post this. You can watch it later, and you can share it with your friends. Please share it, like it, comment. Please, if you have things to say, you think what we're saying is BS, and you want to, voice your opinion, I am open to that. I'm not one of those who are going to shut you down because your viewpoints are different from ours. That's not what we're here for. We're open to discussion, and I don't care if you have a different point of view and I have a different point of view. You can agree to disagree, and we can still be friends. That's what this awakening is about. All right. I'm not saying everything I'm saying here is right. I'm just showing you I've been awakened, and I'm going to stay awakened. I'm just hoping that you can see it. And if you have extra information you want to show me or share with me, this is the platform that I made feasible for you to do that. So please share that with us. All right. So, any final words for the night outside of what you said, Quiz, before I close out?
No, man. Hey, anybody that watched this, don't thank us. Thank yourself for giving yourself an opportunity to look at something in a different light. And Monsanto owns Disney. How fucked up is that?
Yeah. We're going on that. That's going to be on another note. Like all my true, real friends, family out there, like I always say, know yourself, know your neighbors, and know the truth. Fullness, balance, and vibration. This is your host, Panjay. Make sure you subscribe to Truth Reveal Campaign on Apple and Spotify, as well as all the other platforms out there that host podcasts. All right? And until such time, stay positive, keep balance, check negative, and keep your head on the swivel. Make sure you subscribe, share with your friends, your family, who seeks the truth. Good day, good evening, good night, and I'll see you very soon. All right, everyone, you guys have a great night. Thank you for stopping by with us. Thank you.